This is The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station. Got a question? Call Ron toll-free at 1-877-NEW-1060. That's 1-877-639-1060. Now, more of Ron Birnbaum and The Financial Consultants.
My guest this morning is Belinda Fuchs, president of OwnYourMoney.com, and you've seen her on ABC, NBC, on her own television show on cable access, Money on Your Mind. She's been in Yahoo Finance, SmartMoney.com, Today's Financial Women, and the Boston Business Journal. Well, you should have known the answer to our trivia question if you were in a women's magazine.
You'd
Today's
think,
Financial
right?
Women?
Yeah.
Well. Sure, they all were watching Scott when he was naked in a certain women's magazine. 25 years
it's
ago.
It's a very well-read
27
magazine.
27 years ago.
Right. Oh, well, you gave away the
28
bonus.
Years ago.
So in our next session, when I come on, we're going to teach Ron how to count. And
all righty.
Okay, so
well,
yeah, back
I'm
to the
I'm kind of proud of our senator for being there. If I looked like that, I wouldn't mind posing in the magazine for a little money. I mean,
okay.
He got $1,000 back then. I mean, that was a lot of money.
Especially a law student back in the early 80s.
Yeah, and he comes from rather meager, financial background. I mean, he's limited back financial backgrounds.
I can't imagine he did it for the money back then, but yeah.
Well, he did. Well, he was. It was.
That was his inspiration for doing it?
Yes. He also had a girlfriend, Gail Huff, that he met while he was in that business of being a part-time model. And I guess his wife and he were trying to, according to this report, they were trying to recover money from an agent. Hmm. And so I guess they had same agent, and they were both doing that. And Gail Huff, I guess, was obviously, then she was a model, too.
Worked out for him.
And
yeah.
No wonder their daughters are so cute.
Well, everything happens for a reason, right? Who knew? Who knew at the time when he had to contest money from his agent?
And they're not exactly bashful
either. What happens when you
either.
Stand up for yourself, right?
If you can pose naked in a magazine, no wonder your daughter doesn't mind singing in front of millions of people.
I know, it's a very impressive
basketball
family.
In front of anybody, yes. They have personality. There you go.
Oh,
okay,
good.
So which magazine did he pose in the buff? And that's the one that's going to win you. That correct answer will win you tickets to see Tooth Fairy or The Spy Next Door. So either movie, folks, give us a call, 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060. You can also call that number to ask Belinda any question you may have on anything to do with your financial lifestyle. And today we're talking about New Year's resolutions on money management that are actually worth keeping. And how do people actually get started with a new money resolution?
So once they have the resolution set, once they have their steps that they've just started to map out, you only need one or two to get you started, then recognize that you can make it easy. It's a lot, financial fitness is a lot like physical fitness in that it requires discipline and ongoing attention, just like the other top resolutions of losing weight and exercising more. But what's so great too about when you're setting a resolution for your money is that you can ease the burden or challenge of it by automating it. So you can automate into savings accounts, into your 401k. You can do this in employee select purchase plan. You can put money aside for insurance or for long-term care insurance. I think that's an area that a lot of people don't think about. Let me put a little bit of money away now. How can that be helping me in the future? Because what's so great is that when you start now, you'll be pleasantly surprised by your balance in just 12 months. If you have a company match too, by the way, for a 401k plan, you absolutely want to be contributing up to your 401k match because that's like doubling your money. And that's an easy way to be getting 100% return on that money.
Yeah, it's pretty much the best way of getting it. And it's quick and it's immediate.
It's quick, it's immediate, and you don't really have to do anything besides contribute your portion to it.
Yeah, there's not a better way to invest anywhere. At any time.
So. Yeah, you can't get that kind of double the return so much
that's
in other ways.
Way.
Yeah, and I do go more into setting goals in the Invest in Yourself program. I have a day specifically called Time Your Plan Your Time, and start moving so that and start talking about it so that you can be doing that. And that's at ownyourmoneystore.com.
Okay, now Belinda, can you give us five areas that people can find money in their lives?
Sure. So I go into literally over 50 in my programs and my coaching, and I'll start with five today that I broke down into three top categories for people to be thinking about. So the first category, think of your major expenses. So if you think that on the larger items, then even a smaller change will have more of an impact because it's a larger item. So that could be refinancing your mortgage. I gave the example of a second car that wasn't being used, college spending. That's why you want to be getting all of your FAFSA in now, because if you miss the deadlines, the money is gone and then there's no getting it back. So make sure that you're addressing the big items first. And then in the second category, look at those recurring minor expenses. So I'll give you some quick examples. Food, for instance, you know, look at your groceries. Are you throwing out your money literally in the trash because you're buying food that you're not using? Eating out is another big one, and takeout, that literally 20, 30 bucks a day, four times a week, it adds up like nobody's business. And all of a sudden that's $5,000 at that $25 for 4 days. And it's amazing how fast and how little return you have to show for it. Then second, utilities is an important place. So especially right now, take a look at your heating bill. Can you be spending maybe $50, buy some of the plastic, insulate your windows? And I did that, and then each time I do in the each month of the winter season, I save about $150 to $200 by insulating my own windows. I do a lot of practice what I preach. But take a look at your cable bill, at your phone bill. Are you bundling what you can? These are all important factors that you're not sacrificing your lifestyle. You'll actually be getting a better lifestyle and saving money at the same time. Another area in terms of recurring minor is stuff. So it's interesting. You know, when people start, one of the key areas that I help them do is literally find their money. So where is your money going? And oftentimes when you track it, it's amazing the clothes, the shoes, the gifts that it goes to. Do we want to take a quick trivia?
Okay, let's go to Patricia from Stoneham. Good morning, Patricia. And do you have any question for us, or do you have an answer? Sure.
Good morning. Do you have a question or an answer for us?
Hello?
Oh, the beauty of cell phones.
Patricia,
huh?
Patricia, hello.
I think they're gone.
All right, Patricia's gone now.
So the last category I want to make sure that people look at are, we tried, are their habits. So are you buying water and that's $2 a day? Are you buying coffee and that's anywhere from $2 to $4 a day when it could be free in your office? Are you driving or taking a cab when you can be doing public transportation? Do you have a cleaner once a week when it could be once every 2 or 3 weeks? And, you know, are you incurring overdraft bank fees on a regular basis? Look at these habits of yours that could have a serious impact on you, because, you know, I need you to start to be focusing on this. This is what often gets in the way, is that people aren't prioritizing it. They're forgetting about it because they're not writing it down, and they're not changing anything in their circumstances, so they keep getting the same results. So we want people to start today to be allocating the time, making it fun, and taking the daily actions to build their momentum and make their goals happen.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Now, if somebody wants more information from you, they want to buy that new CD product, they can contact you by going to your website, right, which is ownyourmoney.com?
It is. Thank you, Ron. Yes, you can go. You can contact us if you have any questions or you want to talk to me directly at 617-268-0600. And otherwise, just email us at info@ownyourmoney.com. You can go straight to the website at ownyourmoney.com, sign up for the audio, and pick up your Invest in Yourself product in
our
store.
Okay, thanks, Belinda. Belinda Fuchs, everybody, president of ownyourmoney.com. The answer to our trivia question, Scott Brown, posed in Cosmopolitan magazine. All righty. I want to thank Belinda and also everybody for listening. This is Ron Birnbaum. Have a great day.
The preceding program was wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants, which is responsible for its content.